burglary at Supervalue in Dunloe overnight, there was tools left at the scene that were used by the burglars. So we're asking just people, if people are losing tools, that they would report them to the local guards, because we need to try and track down where they're gaining access to these tools. If they're leaving them behind them, they obviously have plenty of a supply to draw on, but they have to come from somewhere, because most of the tools are tools that are well used and well worn. And in some cases, grinders, circular grinders, con saws, that sort of thing, axes, pickaxes.
And this could potentially be a crucial element to the ongoing investigation.
Well, it could be. You know, it's just, you know, maybe people are losing stuff and they just think, I'll not bother reporting it, or the guards wouldn't be interested. We are interested in every type of theft that happens. And certainly in this case, the property is, you know, has been used to carry out crime. So we'd be like to try and track it down.
And in terms of this break-in and the other previous break-ins across the county, there are, again, striking similarities between them all.
They are. The access was gained in through the roof. There's work being done around disabling the alarms, removing CC hard drives if it's readily available. And if your CCTV hard drive is readily available, you as well have no CCTV, because the criminals will take that with them, because they don't want to leave any trace evidence. These people are very forensically aware. They're wearing gloves. They're masked. You know, they're not leaving any traces. In the case of Supervalue, they took with them high-value whiskey, cigarettes, and razor blades. So obviously that's stuff that's easy to be turned into money, you know, on the black market as such. And they'll take cash if they can get access to the cash. But thankfully they didn't get access to cash in this occasion.